Flagpole Sitta by Harvey Danger. Welcome, welcome to Zennial Yearbook. It's the 1998 show. Yeah, I'm your host, Kyle. That was Harvey Danger. I think I just said that. Anyway, we've got some good stuff coming from 1998. Yeah, pretty good year. I remember I first heard this song. Gosh, I think we're in Rochester, maybe? I don't know. I remember driving up here on the way from Virginia Beach up to Buffalo, and then we backtracked to Rochester. And I think somebody got mad at me because I was riding my clutch all the way up through the mountains, and you're not supposed to do that. So, you know, I had a six-hour tour of how to not ride your clutch. Ask your parents what that means. Because cars, they don't have clutches anymore. Well, not manual clutches. Well, some do. Anyway, I'm rambling, which means it's time for some music. How about a little bit of Beastie Boys?
Like a pinch when the neck on Mr. Spock. she swings her arms instead of her hips. When she talks, she moves her mouth instead of her lips. And I've waited for her for so long. I've waited for her for so long.
Perfect by the Smashing Pumpkins off of their 1990, that was abrupt, 1998 album, Adore. Great songs by the Pumpkins. Before that, we had Let Me Go by Cake, Sacramento's greatest band. And before that, Intergalactic by the Beastie Boys. So, yeah, thinking back to 1998, a whole lot of stuff happened. What do we have? The invention of Google? The Google Machine, you know, by Larry Page and Sergey Brin, founded a search engine in Menlo Park, California, while they were working at Stanford. How about that? Maybe while they were going to Stanford. I don't know. They were at Stanford. And also, in interweb-related news, the launch of the iMac. Remember those iMacs, those all-encompassing computers with, like, a bright blue screen? It was like a big CRT. It was wild. And a huge CRT, and you would just plug in your ancillary devices, like your keyboard or whatever, all in, you know, it's like all in one computer. It was very friendly. Yeah. Pretty fun. So, yeah, let's see what else is going on. In 1998. That's right. Eddie and the Boys are back. Eddie V with their album Yield. This is a song off of that album called Do the Evolution.
It's evolution, baby. But for now we are
reach above the tree. Now how I remember you, how I would push my fingers through your mouth to make those muscles move.
Neutral Milk Hotel, indie rock champions, Neutral Milk Hotel with In the Airplane, Over the Sea. This is Zennial Yearbook. It is the 1998 show, and that's why you're hearing Neutral Milk Hotel, because, you know, they just don't get the love that they used to. Before that, we had Spark by Tori Amos off of her 1998 album From the Choir Girl Hotel, and then Yield, Pearl Jam's album Yield, with Do the Evolution. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back with a little more Zennial Yearbook. Yeah, that's funny. That's funny, everyone. We'll be right back.
I'm the cook. I'm the man who killed Gus Fring. Now, say my name.
WTBR.
Welcome to Beyond, a one-hour program of science fiction, fantasy, and adventure. I'll be your host, Beverly Prentice. Listen in every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. My email is beyond3x5@gmail.com.
Larry Krepke here from Nothing But Old 45s, inviting you to check out my brand new show here on WTBR called Sweet Country Music. Some of the best country music ever recorded, like Dolly Parton, Alan Jackson, Patsy Cline, and a lot more. Plus, every show contains a comedy segment that'll put a smile on your face. Sweet Country Music, 11 a.m. Sunday mornings here on 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Sweet Country Music.
I'm not superstitious, but I am a little stitious.
WTBR.
Thank you.
Flies with Got You, parentheses, Where I Want You, close parentheses. This is Xennial Yearbook. It's the 1998 show. I'm your host, Kyle. Yeah, that's a good. It's The Flies, not like The Flies, but like The Flies. Like a bunch of flies. That's off of their 1998 album, Holiday Man, which makes sense because this is the 1998 show. And we're going to jump right into the big reveal. What are we going to do in that part of the show, if you're familiar with the show? That part of the show where we play three songs from the same album. It is 1998. So we're going to play Fuel. Fuel on their 1998 album Sunburn, which I believe I have. I own this album. But I'm going to play it, you know, on the Spotify because I don't want to walk around with a Case Logic all the time. That seems cool, but it's really, you know, it's cumbersome. It's burdensome. Anyway, we're just going to take the first three tracks off the top because this whole album is a great big sunburn. This is Untitled.
Why? Inside, sitting on the label. She's ashamed. Can she take me for a while? Can I be a friend? We'll forget the past, or maybe I'm not able. And I break at the bend. Here and now, will we ever be again? To fade away again. So drink champagne, dream strawberries of her eyes, pink linen on white paper, lavender and cream fills up the life of lies, reality escapes her.
It's too far away for me to
Shimmer. Whoa, I'm talking over this song. Shimmer by Fuel off of their 1998 album. Sunburn. Before that, we had Bittersweet. And before that, Untitled. Or as I like to call it, the song with no title. What else happened in 1998 besides, you know, that album coming out? So there's a bunch of new, you know, new metal songs. Started off pretty strong, partially because, I don't know if you knew about this, of a Interscope Records pay-to-play controversy where one radio station in Oregon made some history by agreeing to play Limp Bizkit's song, Counterfeit, at least 50 times over the course of 5 weeks in return for a $5,000 check from Interscope Records, according to Billboard magazine. This is a controversial decision that brings the concept of pay-for-play to the center of the industry debate, but helps break the new metal band in the U.S. mainstream. So, unfortunately for everyone, somebody got a check for $5,000 to play a bunch of Limp Bizkit, and now we're stuck with Limp Bizkit. How about that? 1998 in a nutshell. How about we keep the music going? We'll play a little bit of a Monster Magnet.
I've been stuffed in your pocket for the last 100 days. When I don't get my bath, I take it out on the slaves. So grease up your baby for the ball on the hill. I'll polish them rockets now and swallow those pills and say, oh. Space Lord, mother, mother. There's a car in the field now in a column of flame. With its two doors to choose, but only one bears your name. You've been drinking my blood, well, I've been licking your wounds. Well, I shave off the pitch now and the scope of your tune. You'll sing, oh.
I'm dreaming. Consider this a sign. This is a train in the night. And now it's time for you to go. You know you had a healthy life, boy. You walk this world like you're a ghost. Your hands are coming through the needles. Sick of the tragic and the evils. I am the keeper of the songs of every look into the sun and see your soul is dying. Used to feel the faith, but now you're tired of trying. Should have left alone, but you were stolen from everyone. How you feel? It seems a little sick to me now. This is a coming of the times. You are a witness to the movement. If all you're seeing is your lies, you had your chance, but now you've blown it. You won this war so you can own it. I am the keeper of the songs of every look. Fallen down on those who chose to wait. Remember the time you find yourself home again. Deep within your life, find yourself home again. Find yourself home again. It's a choice. You have chosen your.
Prophecy by Remy Zero. Wow, that song ended a little bit before I thought it was going to end. Before that, we had Space Lord by Monster Magnet. You're listening to Xenial Uwick on Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee. You know what? I think I got time to cram one more song in before the break. What do you say? How about a little bit of MXPX? This is I'm Okay, You're Okay.
Wrong. I haven't seen you in so long.
Good old MXPX with a nice short song that'll carry us all the way through to the break. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in a minute or so. This is Zennial Yearbook. It's the 1998 show, and we'll be right back.
WTR.
7 years of college down the drain.
WTBR-FM is listener-supported radio. That means we depend on your donations to keep the station on the air. All the local content and the music you love requires your support. You can make your donation today at WTBRFM.com by calling 445-4234 or stopping by our studio at 4 Federico Drive in Pittsfield. You'd be glad you did. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
Welcome to the M&M Show. I'm Michelle.
And I'm Mike.
Listen to us every Tuesday from 10 to 12 for eclectic variety of 70s to today of every genre on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield Community Radio.
Radio like it used to be.
You're tuned to Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, and 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Bye.
corn. Bakersfield's greatest export. This is Zennial Yearbook. That was Got the Life. Off of their 1998 album, Follow the Leader. And, you know, more nu metal. Because that's how we do it here on Zennial Yearbook. I talk a bunch of trash about nu metal, and then I immediately play more nu metal. God Paged Me, that lyric. Certainly stood the test of time. Kids, ask your parents what that means if you don't know, because it doesn't make any sense. Keeping the 1998 train going. It's Train. A song I used to sing at karaoke, but it became too hard because this guy's got the pipes. This is I Am.
Don't tell me you what you say. Your father's spirit still lives in this place. Well, I will silence you. Here's the hitch. Your horse is
Drink the Water, Dave Matthews Band, off of their album Before These Crowded Streets. Came out in 1998. I always say that. Before that, Pillars by Sunny Day Real Estate. They're playing in London, England next year with MCR. If you want to go see My Chemical Romance and Sunny Day Real Estate, you can do that in London next July. Do we have tickets? We do not. Before that, Train with I Am off of their self-titled, I want to say debut album, Train. It's a good album. So what do we got going on? I think I'm going to play one more song. But before I do, we'll wrap the show. But before I wrap the show, this is the end of the yearbook. This is what I do. I pick a year. And I play a bunch of songs from that year. If you like what you hear, you can come back next week. Next week will, in fact, be the Holiday Spectacular. extravaganza where I'll play, you know, modern rock Christmas songs. It's fine. After that, we will, the week after that, we'll do the 2025 countdown, where the year will be 2025. And we'll play a bunch of songs that I didn't play at all this year on this show. But if you are into the more modern music, that's your show. That's going to be airing December 27th at 2:30. Every Saturday at 2:30, you get Zinnia Yearbook. And then on the 2025 countdown, I will be playing a song that the New York Times says is the number one song of 2025. What could it be? I mean, you could just Google it, or you can wait 2 weeks, and then I'll play it. I'll talk about it then. Like I said, this is Zinnia Yearbook. We'll be back next week with more Christmassy songs. This is Natalie Merchant with Ophelia.
Ophelia was a bride of God, a novice Carmelite. In sister cells, the cloister bells tolled on a wedding night. Ophelia was the rebel girl, a blue stocking suffragette, who remedied society between her cigarettes. And Ophelia was the sweetheart to a nation overnight. Curvaceous thighs, vivacious eyes. Love was at first sight. Love was at first sight. Secret doors, down corridors, she'd wander there.